First Peter, chapter 5. The older spiritually mature brothers among you I exhort, who am also such a fellow brother, and a witness of the sufferings of the Anointed One, who am also a participant in the glory which is about to be revealed. Care for the flock of God which is among you, looking after them, not because you have to, but willingly. Don't do this as a way to make money, but with a good attitude, not by exercising any control over the others, but by becoming examples to the flock. And then at the appearing of the chief shepherd, you will receive the crown of glory that never fades away. In the same way, let the younger ones yield to the older ones. In fact, all of you should be clothed with humility and yield to each other. For God arrays himself in battle against the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you at the right time. Be casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. Stand against him firmly in the faith, knowing that your brethren in other parts of the world are experiencing the same sufferings as you are. And the God of all grace, the one who calls you into his eternal glory in the Anointed One, Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, will himself prepare you, perfect you, strengthen you, and establish you. To him be the glory and the dominion for all eternity. Amen. This letter was written down for me by Silvanus, whom I consider a faithful brother. I have written this short letter to you, instructing you and testifying about what the true grace of God is. Stand firmly in it. She who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you greetings, and so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace be to all of you who are in the Anointed One. This is the end of 1 Peter chapter 5, and also the end of the book of 1 Peter. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.